Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95 won the bull. Rob Getz in the bullpen, and joining me in the bullpen this morning, I've got Dixie Zion and Dee and you guys coming in here. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Yes, yeah. Thanks for having us, Rob.
Yeah.
So we're just going to talk a little bit about a little light of mine, the light display that's out at the park during the holiday seasons.
Yeah, now that we're almost done with Halloween, in comes Christmas. So we're getting ready to go here.
Yes.
Yes.
And we're ready to go. In the beginning, Lee and Lisa Poole, in memory of their son Cameron Bill, they decorated a bench out at the park in his memory, and it just kind of took off from there, growing each year, including this year. There's all kinds of new stuff going up this year. We need some help, though. This coming weekend, November 5th and 6th, we're starting to decorate, and we're in need of volunteers. So please, if you have time on this weekend, consider coming out to the park, whether it's for an hour or two. We're starting at 9 o'clock, and you can stop out at our new location out at the park. It's just south of the Wooden Wonderland play area there. We'll have someone there to greet you with supplies and a map of the park and a location where the items will be going. I do have something new to share with you. Mm-hmm. Right now, we are a 501c3, which means your donations to Little Light of Mine are tax deductible. So there's always lights that need to be replaced each year, and we like to update displays, and so please keep that in the back of your mind.
Absolutely. You guys, this is a great news here. Now that you're a 501c3, this is something that's beneficial to not just the community of New Hampton, but I think Northeast Iowa in general, just having you guys putting this all together, not just you, but also the local businesses as well. What other things did you guys want to mention as we're leading up to Little Light of Mine?
Okay, good morning. This is Dee McGrath. And by the way, happy Halloween. And now let's shift seasons to Christmas. 55 days till Christmas. Yeah, it's getting closer. But anyway, I have a little schedule here of what is going on. Like starting tomorrow through the 18th, we set up and decorate. So feel free to come through anytime and put up your displays. And November 25th is our first lighting. And that evening and every evening through December 31st, they'll be on. And December 2nd and 3rd is our horse-driven wagon rides. It's 5 to 8, and it's $5 per person. And December 17th, Santa's coming. He's there from 5 to 7, and we have fireworks at 6 o'clock. And then, like, on January 1st, we start taking down the displays as soon as possible. And we appreciate if you can do it as soon as possible. And if you have to call, I have Dixie's number, 319-240-9069, or my number, which is 319-240-9383, or we have our Facebook page for Little Light of Mine. So you can just leave us a message or whatever works for you. And just remember, just a reminder, we sure can use help. Lots of hands is less work for everyone. So let's begin enjoying this Christmas season, and it should be lots of fun.
Absolutely. Dee McGrath along with Dixie Zion here for Little Light of Mine. Once again, mentioned 501c3. That's awesome news that you guys now have that on with Little Light of Mine, continuing a tradition that is just such a great thing for the entire community. I think even for the little ones, even the elderly, mentioned just before going on the air that we all seem to have a little routine once we get into the holiday season, you know?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, further information, check you on Facebook, give you guys a call, more information there. And again, try and help out the entire organization here on getting all the lights ready to go. I'm hoping that the Griswolds will make a reappearance at one of those displays. That's always.
I'm sure they will.
That is one of my highlights there. The Grinch, the Minions, all these fantastic characters we love seeing at Little Light of Mine display there in Michelson Park. So Dixie Zion, Dee McGrath, thanks a lot for joining me today.
And thank you.
This wonderful information. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank
Hope
you.
To see you out.
I will. 8:11 here on the Morning Roundup.